BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The authorities in Indonesia say they found the black box recorders from a passenger jet that crashed into the sea near Jakarta on Saturday just after takeoff. Search teams hope to retrieve the devices soon, which should provide vital information about why the Boeing 737 plunged into the water. 62 people were on board. Indonesia's president, Joko Widodo, says the authorities are doing their best to find the victims, who include 7 children and 3 babies.
We will do our best to find and save the victims, and together let's pray that they can be found. In the name of the government and Indonesian people, we would like to express our condolences for what has happened.
2 landslides several hours apart in the same place in Indonesia have left at least 11 people dead and perhaps dozens more missing. The first landslide on Saturday afternoon was triggered by torrential rain. The second happened in the evening as rescue workers searched for victims of the first disaster. The tragedy in the town of Sumdang on the island of Java is thought to have killed the head of a local disaster relief agency. A spokesman for Afghanistan's Public Protection Force, Zia Wadan, has been killed along with 2 others in a targeted bomb attack in the capital, Kabul. The incident comes as peace talks resume in the Gulf state of Qatar. Here's Aletra Naismith.
The Interior Ministry said Zia Wadan was travelling in morning traffic with colleagues when their vehicle was hit. The attack appears to be yet another in a series of assassinations in Afghanistan, targeting high-profile government officials, journalists and human rights activists. No group has admitted planting the bomb, but the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, has blamed the Taliban, accusing the group of continuing to take innocent lives and questioning the militants' commitment to peace. Talks continue today in the Gulf state of Qatar. The government wants a ceasefire in Afghanistan, but the Taliban insists that can only happen after a new Islamic government has been formed.
The US Vice President Mike Pence has appeared to distance himself further from Donald Trump by planning to attend Joe Biden's inauguration. Mr. Trump says he won't be at the ceremony in 10 days' time. Mr. Pence had already defied the president by refusing to block confirmation of Mr. Biden's election victory. President Trump is also facing the prospect of being impeached for a second time. Police in Kazakhstan's biggest city, Almaty, have arrested at least 30 people for staging a protest during parliamentary elections that the main opposition party is boycotting. Mobile phone signals in the central square have been turned off. It's the first election since President Kasym Jomart Tokayev took over from Nursultan Nazarbayev, who led the country for 2 decades. Mr. Nazarbayev still chairs the ruling Radiant Fatherland Party. BBC News.